And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got David Glantz on the line. He's from RAC, Refugee Action Collective. How are you, David?
Not bad. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, except for everything that's going on in the world, which is sort of a tangible mess. But your speak out today on the steps of State Library in Melbourne here at 2 p.m. is also shining a light on something that is unfinished business, aren't you?
Absolutely. There are literally thousands of refugees offshore who are stuck in limbo because of the policies of the Australian government, first under the Coalition and then under Labor. And the biggest number of those are in Indonesia. There are almost 14,000 refugees who have been banned since 2014, that's 9 years now, been banned from coming to Australia, even if they do so with the support of the United Nations. And those 14,000 people, they can't go back. They come from countries like Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, where there's no return. And they don't have any right to work or have a driver's license in Indonesia. They're living on what are basically the scraps paid for by the Australian government, but they can't apply to come to Australia either. And we think this is a total disgrace. Labor, in its policy coming into the election more than 18 months ago, said they would look at this. Well, they haven't looked, and they certainly haven't done anything. And the lives of those people are getting worse and worse. People are becoming more and more desperate. And we will be hearing from one of those refugees at the rally, by phone, obviously, a guy called Hussein Shah Rezai, and he's a Hazara refugee, so from Afghanistan. About half of all the refugees in Indonesia are from Afghanistan, are Hazaras. He's a writer, and he'll be speaking to us over the phone about the situation that he faces and the other 14,000 people face. And we'll also be talking about the refugees who are stuck in Papua New Guinea. People who are listening to the show might remember the campaigns and the struggles of the men who are locked up on Manus Island, which is part of Papua New Guinea. Well, that story isn't finished. There are still 62 men living in Papua New Guinea's capital, Port Moresby, who have nowhere to go. Who have not been accepted by Australia and have not been accepted by other countries. And to be honest, are slowly going mad. And to make matters worse, they are facing eviction from their accommodation no money for medical care and even for food. The situation is becoming absolutely desperate for 62 men. In other words, you could fit them all on a decent-sized tram going down the Bourke Street Mall. That's how many people we're talking about. They should be in Australia, as should the refugees in Indonesia. And we'll be highlighting the situation for them. And last but not least, there is about a dozen refugees, asylum seekers, on Nauru. There is still a detention centre on Nauru, which the government has committed $400 million to in its most recent contract. And they sent a very small boatload of people, who we believe are Sri Lankans, probably Tamils, sent them to Nauru, where they are stuck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. One of them is a child. One of them is an adult who has tried self-harm. So we're going to be, turning the spotlight on the situation for all these people, because the refugee crisis isn't finished. It's just hidden from view at the moment.
Oh, in fact, I'd say it was being heated up, because every time the Western powers decide they want to have a war, generally speaking, it just spills out with, it's usually resources wars and other types of things of that sort, and it just spills out into a wave of refugees.
Yep, absolutely. Nearly all the people who are trying to get to Australia from Indonesia, Papua New Guinea or Nauru are victims of wars. And most of those wars are wars that Australia has been a participant in. If you are running from Afghanistan or Iraq, you are running from a situation that was created by Australia. Australia clearly has a responsibility as a very rich country to take these people in, and that's why we'll be out campaigning. We'll be hearing, as well as from Hussein, speaking from Indonesia, we'll be speaking, hearing from Bethlehem, who was a refugee who spent time on Nauru and is now in Australia, and she'll be coming along to speak about what the reality of life is on Nauru if you're a detainee. We'll be hearing from Margaret Sinclair, who's a RAK activist, and she went to Indonesia earlier this year and spent a couple of weeks moving around and talking directly to the refugees who are trapped there. Danai Bosler is coming from the Victorian Trades Hall Council, and Tim Reid, who is the state MP for Brunswick for the Greens, he'll be speaking as well. So it's a powerful lineup of speakers, people who turn up at 2 o'clock at the State Library today, I'm sure we'll learn a lot. And I think it's worth adding, right now, we're not just angry with the government over these three sets of offshore refugees. We are hopping mad because of the disgraceful way the government has responded to the High Court decision.
Oh, I know.
Which has freed some 80 or so men from detention. And Labour, with the backing of the Liberals, in fact, actually, with the urging of the Liberals, has rushed through the most draconian legislation, which is completely racist. It only works on the basis that it applies to foreigners. Because just to remind listeners, there are, in fact, hundreds of people in indefinite detention who have served time for criminal offences, although some of them haven't even served time. Some of them have just had their visas cancelled, and they can't be returned to their home country, and they don't have a visa, so they've been in detention in some cases for 10 or 11 years, and the High Court finally said you can't lock people up indefinitely. You either have to deport them, and in the case of these people, there is no option for deportation, or you have to free them. And so something like 80 or so men have been freed so far. And, of course, the media has gone mad because a handful of these people have committed serious crimes. But people who commit serious crimes get punished for them. They go to jail. They get released from jail. And then, all things being equal, they get on and rebuild their lives. But these people, because they don't have citizenship, because they're being locked up in detention under the 501 provision, these men are being treated completely differently from Australians. And Labor has really collapsed under the weight of a completely racist scare campaign that all these people are a terrible risk. But they weren't released from prison. They were released from detention.
Oh, and these people have been in detention for, you know, a decade. I mean, it's an outrage. The level of cruelty is really quite hard to express, isn't it?
It is gobsmacking. And we've got Claire O'Neill, the Home Affairs Minister, who is really in charge of this entire process. I mean, the more I look at her, the more I think she's morphing into the Bronwyn Bishop of the Labor Party. She is mean and nasty and has said if she had her way, all these people would be back in detention, which means locked up for life.
It's just outrageous.
And the ones who committed crimes and went to prison have done their time. Anybody else, you do your time and you come out and you might be on a sex offenders register or you might have probation or officers looking, you know, into your life, but you're out. But when you are a non-citizen, you are treated worse than an animal.
It's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. Anyway, I can doff my hat to you as a speak out in Indonesia, Australia's biggest offshore detention centre, but obviously so many more things that people should be aware of. The refugee issue is not over, and your rally is at 2 p.m. at the State Library steps. Thanks.
It is.
Thanks very much.
I look forward to welcoming people there.
Thanks for talking to me today, David.
No worries. Thank you.